With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Self-employed, gig workers, and freelancers in Montana can now file for unemployment benefits under the federal aid package passed by Congress and signed by President Donald Trump last week. The $2 trillion spending bill aims to provide economic relief amid the novel coronavirus pandemic that's caused statewide stay-at-home orders and businesses to close their doors. State officials are still working on building the federal changes to unemployment benefits into Montana's unemployment website, montanaworks.gov. The website is seeing unprecedented visitors filing unemployment insurance claims. The federal relief bill allows people in Montana receiving unemployment to get an additional $600 a week. The state Labor Department says it's waiting on the federal government for additional details, and those payments are not yet available. But the state says the new benefits will be backdated to the week of March 15th or 23rd. Nearly 40,000 new claims for unemployment have been filed in Montana since the first positive case of the novel coronavirus was confirmed in the state in mid-March. The day after a magnitude 6.5 earthquake rattled Idaho and some surrounding states, authorities near the epicenter say there have been no reports of significant damage or injuries. According to the Custer County Sheriff's Office, calls poured in following the earthquake just after 6 p.m. on Tuesday, but all appears to be well in the sparsely populated central Idaho county. More than 2 million live in the region that could feel the initial quake, according to the U.S. Geological Survey, with reports of shaking coming in from as far away as Helena, Montana, and Salt Lake City, Utah. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.
I'm Cole Grant. Hours after Disability Rights Montana asked the state Supreme Court to order some prison and jail inmates be released to prevent the spread of the coronavirus, the governor issued a directive that listed steps state agencies were already taking. Disability Rights says inmates in overcrowded facilities are unable to exercise social distancing to prevent the spread of the virus. Governor Steve Bullock directed the Board of Pardons and Parole to consider early release for inmates who are older, have medical conditions, are pregnant, or are nearing their release dates, if they're not a public safety risk. A board official has said they were already doing that. Glacier National Park has awarded a new contract for its popular shuttle service. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports this comes after Flathead County canceled its contract with the park, claiming it was not paid enough to supply drivers.
Flathead County supplied drivers for the park's fleet of 35 buses since the service came into being in 2007. The popular bus rides give free lifts to visitors along Going to the Sun Road, and usage has increased 61% since it started, particularly in the last couple of years when park visitorship has skyrocketed. Glacier announced Tuesday that private company LC Staffing of Kalispell entered into a new contract to provide drivers. The park says the service could begin operating a hiker-biker service on the lower sections of the road before the alpine section is opened. However, the park remains closed due to the coronavirus pandemic, and park officials say they will abide by general guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention when it comes to reopening the park. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Governor Steve Bullock Wednesday issued a directive aimed at curbing the spread of COVID-19 in Montana's correctional facilities. But it was dismissed as too little, too late by the American Civil Liberties Union of Montana and disability rights advocates. The Montana Supreme Court weighed in late in the afternoon. Edward O'Brien reports.
Governor Bullock's directive is meant to ensure Montana's correction staff are taking the necessary precautions to guard against the spread of COVID-19. It includes steps such as 14-day quarantines for new transfers and protocols for testing inmates who have symptoms and isolation of symptomatic inmates. Alex Raid of the American Civil Liberties Union of Montana dismisses the move as insufficient.
What we need to see are extraordinary measures, and unfortunately, the government's directive simply doesn't go far enough to protect against the rampant spread of the virus in our correctional facilities.
Montana Supreme Court Chief Justice Mike McGrath last month asked city and county courts to consider releasing as many nonviolent people from jail as possible. ACLU of Montana's Alex Raitt says that's resulted in a patchwork response.
What we're seeking is a uniform order from the Montana Supreme Court directing that all facilities undertake that review and immediately reduce their incarcerated population.
ACLU of Montana, along with the Bozeman Law Firm, are representing a group that advocates for people with disabilities. Disability Rights Montana asked the state Supreme Court Wednesday to order the release of some nonviolent prison and jail inmates to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Bernadette Franks-Ongoy is DRM's executive director.
We want all detainees to be safe, and people with disabilities are particularly vulnerable in a prison setting.
The Montana Supreme Court indicated it's taking the petition seriously. In a majority opinion issued late Wednesday afternoon, justices ordered state officials to prepare a response to the petition within 5 days. Justices Dirk Sandifer and Jim Rice dissented from the majority, saying in part, the petitioners did not prove any state agencies are failing in their responsibilities to protect inmates. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
I'm Bo Baker. Daycare facilities are now deemed an essential business during the coronavirus outbreak in Montana. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports Governor Steve Bullock is asking facilities to prioritize the children of other essential workers.
Bullock is ordering childcare businesses to first serve children of parents that are deemed essential employees working in fields such as healthcare, law enforcement, or in grocery stores. The directive says facilities should serve no more than 24 children at a time and to separate groups of 10 or fewer children in different rooms while maintaining the same groups day to day. Mark Roberts co-owns Missoula Early Learning, which is licensed to serve up to 70 kids daily. He says that they have been asking parents who can stay home with their kids to do so, and says the facility hasn't exceeded more than about 14 kids at one time in the last week or so.
You know, we have had some phone calls of other families looking for a place to enroll their kids during this time, but a lot of them were deemed non-essential employees.
Roberts says it shouldn't be difficult for his facility to maintain compliance with Bullock's directive. Bullock says any facilities that are unable to meet the new requirements should cease operations. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
You can always find more local news and the latest on the COVID-19 pandemic in Montana on our website, mtpr.org. You can also subscribe to our Montana News podcast. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.